Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you jazz. We have three new featured CDs on tonight's show. The first one of those, from the great saxophone player Paul Desmond. This is when he branched out for a while from the Dave Brubeck group and recorded a set of six albums for RCA Records between 1962 and 1965. And I'm going to play some tracks from one of those, Easy Living. I'm a big fan of Paul Desmond's, and so over the next, couple of months, I think we'll play some tunes from every one of those CDs. But halfway through the show, Larry Coryell, the guitarist. This is a CD he put together called Montgomery, and it's all based on the events of the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott back in 1955-56, and most of the tunes on the CD were written by him in memory of the people involved with that. Then toward the end of the show, the new one from sax player Ravi Coltrane. It's called Spirit Fiction, and it's on the Blue Note Records label. In addition to those featured CDs, we have Grant Green, Ike Quebec, Anwar Brahim, Charlie Hayden, and Percy Heath. So I think we have enough to keep us busy for one evening, and hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Grant Green on guitar, Ike Quebec on the tenor sax, Sonny Clark piano, Sam Jones on the bass, and Louis Hayes on the drums. That's from a 1989 Blue Note re-release of LP they released originally back in 1961 called Born to be Blue. And the tune there, Count Every Star. Well, we're just getting Night Train underway for this week. Going to listen to the first of our three featured CDs now. This one from the alto sax player Paul Desmond. Of course, Paul Desmond best known as a member of the Dave Brubeck Quartet. And, of course, he recorded duets with Dave Brubeck and one of the, if not the most popular and sort of largest selling saxophone player of that period. Of the late 1950s, early 60s. This is a six CD set, the complete RCA albums. And we're going to listen to one of the CDs of an album that was originally released back in 1964, July 1964. It was called Easy Living, and it features Jim Hall on the guitar, among others. That was Jim Hall on the guitar. Of course, Paul Desmond on the alto saxophone. Eugene Wright on the bass. Gene Cherico also on the bass on a couple of those cuts. Percy Heath also on the bass. And Connie Kay, finally. Now, those tracks were recorded over the course of 3 years and in different places, but eventually they were all assembled together and released in 1966 as Easy Living on the RCA label. And, of course, as I've said a couple times already, this is a part of that six-CD set, Paul Desmond, the complete RCA album collection. And we're going to listen to some more of those CDs in the next few weeks. Well, you're listening to Night Train on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. I want to remind you that our fall on-air fundraiser is going to be beginning on Friday, on the 19th of October, and it's going to run through Sunday the 28th. If you've received a card asking you for your pledge, to renew your pledge, would you please send it on? If not, we will be glad to take your contributions on the KRVS website. That's krvs.org, and you will find a very easy way there to click and to make your pledge. Up next, the oud player Anwar Brahim. Thank you. That's the oud player Anwar Brahim playing with Francois Couturier on the piano and Jean-Louis Matinier on the accordion. That's from his 2006 ECM Records release, Voyage in the Sahara. The tune there, On the River, Anwar Brahim. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now the second of our three featured CDs on tonight's show, this one from the guitarist Larry Coryell. With him are John Coliani on the piano and Jim Kamek on the bass. This is a CD, it's called Montgomery, and as I said at the beginning of the show, this is based on the events of the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott that took place in 1956, 55 and 56. And each of the tunes tells a part of that story. The first one, Tales of Montgomery Bus Boycott, talks about the teenage girl, the pregnant teenage girl, Claudette Colvin, who was the first one really to refuse to move to the back of the bus. She said she was pregnant and she didn't want to sit back there with her baby. Dexter Avenue, along Dexter Avenue, is about the bombing of Dr. Martin Luther King's house, where he lived, in Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. Joy in the Jail, that's took place in Montgomery when Dr. King was incarcerated there. And then finally, The Homage. He says, Larry Coryell says, is my bowing down and touching the feet of the great man, Martin Luther King Jr. He said, I saw him speak at the University of Washington when I was a sophomore there in the early 1960s. And even then, he said, I knew I was in the presence of an extraordinary human being. So here we go, Montgomery, Larry Coryell.